Welcome everybody to today's podcast. Today I'm going to be discussing a topic that I have been asked to discuss a few times, that being genetically modified yellow rice. Some of you may not know about genetically modified yellow rice due to the fact that it failed miserably. I will also talk about that today. The failure is due to the fact that they believe that it didn't have enough sources of vitamin A, and it didn't help the solution of VAD, and it wasn't safe. First of all, safety. Now, this rice is not safe due to the fact that it has limited numbers of vitamin A. I found that on most of the sites I looked at. Other sites say that it does have a significant amount of vitamin A. But for the most part, the sites say that it does not have a significant amount of vitamin A for what a human needs to live. The deficiency of vitamin A has affected 250 million children, causing blindness in the children. The blindness is estimated to affect around 250,000 to 500,000 children per year. What happened after all these cases was that a lot of the organizations started to look into it more. This is where we have conflicting information about whether it helps with VAD or it does not help with VAD. Most organizations that I saw did not think that it helped out with VAD. VAD being vitamin A deficiency. A lot more of these companies, once they did more digging on the subject, they decided that it is a good idea to not approve this product. This company was trying to convince people that this was the cure for giving poor people a lot of vitamin A that they needed at a lower price point. Due to this, lots of people started to eat the rice, and as wanted, the profits for the company started to roll in. However, this came with a huge toll. For example, in an article, I read that Brazil estimated that the reason that a bunch of their deaths is due to the yellow rice. This is because lots of people believe that the yellow rice gave them tons of vitamin A and would help keep them alive and well as they had to work. This is because the company said that this was a very good source of vitamin A, and other organizations still say that it is a source of vitamin A. However, as I've said before, a lot of sources say that it is not a significant amount of vitamin A and cannot give you enough vitamin A to properly live. Now, more and more organizations are looking into the problem of the yellow rice and are continuously not approving it. However, some are still approving it. This is the main reason that the company and the brand of yellow rice failed. The second thing was the nutritional values, which I kind of touched on early on. They came out and said that it would give tons of vitamins and nutrients to people that need it, and it would be at a lot lower of a cost. The cost part was the only part that was truly true. The whole, it gives you all the vitamin A you need, is not true. However, some organizations still believe it's true. So, I mean, it could be true, but a lot of the organizations say that it is not. Studies have been done and have shown that adult men need 900 micrograms and adult women need around 700 micrograms of vitamin A a day. This rice does not nearly give you this. I looked at a recipe for yellow rice in South Africa, and in a serving of yellow rice in South Africa, the amount of vitamins that contain are 0% vitamin A, 0% vitamin B12, 0% vitamin B6, 0% vitamin C, 0% vitamin D, and again, 0% vitamin E. So the whole product will not give you the vitamins that you need. This is the only evidence of a recipe that I have found. There are no vitamins in the rice, and they are misleading you into buying it because they know you are desperate. This is the reason for the downfall of the company. Once people found out, less and less people wanted to buy it, making them lose profits and eventually fail. The company also had to look around the world so they could see where their product would work best. Keep in mind, some countries don't use GMO products. This means that in those countries, this product is completely off the table and will not be sold or produced at all. So all around, the company failed due to the fact that the organizations are saying that it can be harmful and that it doesn't give a sufficient amount of vitamin A. However, as I've said, there are still organizations that are still arguing that it does help with VAD. Organizations are constantly in debate about whether or not it's good or not, and the answer to whether it helps or not is still up in the air. However, most of the sites and the organizations I have looked at keep saying that this isn't very good for helping with VAD. I'm really not 100% sure if it's good or bad at this moment. There's too much conflicting information at this point. What I can say is if I were the company, I would have done this a lot differently. I would have had a sufficient amount of information to back up my statements and wouldn't have to have this argument happening today and be all confused in the first place. I believe that yellow rice still has a chance to make a comeback if they can find sufficient amount of proof for their statements. And if they can find out how to get the organizations that are denying the fact that it is good on their side. I still believe it is bad due to the fact that I found more information about how it does not help with VAD at all. Thank you for your time. I hope you now know a little bit more about yellow rice.